What up, fuckers? Check out this bonus episode of Guys We Fucked. We're going to play you an excerpt where we read emails from fuckers with subject lines such as, I had a threesome with my best friend's stalker, and is there a hot way to pull a wad of hair out of your pussy?
It's a really fun one, chock full of information that you need for your everyday lives. Yeah, I did steal that from all that. Come and fucking sue me. Anyway, if you want to hear more episodes like this, we're doing two a week right now through July, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com. You're going to sign yourself up for Guys We Fucked. A whole year subscription is only $35, and they have amazing content from other great creators like Roxanne Gay and Russell Brand.
So we're going to read a bunch of emails for this episode, but I don't know if it was a bonus episode or a Friday one, Corinne, but we got an email from a woman who was pretending that Pete Davidson was in the room with her.
Yeah, that was a bonus episode that we recorded from the beach, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. So ever since then, I've been thinking about that email, and I've been doing it with Andrew Cuomo. Oh my God, I like talk back to him when he's doing the news.
Wow.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, he is cute. Chris, I don't get people's crushes on Chris Cuomo, but Andrew Cuomo I can see.
Yeah, wait, maybe I mean Chris, the news anchor.
Yeah, no, Andrew's the news anchor. Chris is the political.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the news anchor Cuomo. I mean, they're both great. But it's such a safe thing because the idea of like, go out on a date, that's so far away. That's like miles away.
It's a bad idea right now.
And I just don't care. Like, I don't even have any desire to put any energy to it, but I do have the desire to pretend a celebrity is my fake boyfriend in my home when I want him to be.
Yeah, I mean, the ways people's mental health and energy is right now, like, it's not a good time.
Mm-mm.
Things
Mm-mm.
actually keep getting worse and worse, so I definitely wouldn't advise.
Yeah.
Even though I do see the Black Lives Matter protests, even though a lot of people had to die in heinous manners to get there, they see it as a positive ultimately.
Yes. The fact that this is finally on a fucking international level of attention. Do you want me to read the first email?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The subject line is sleeping with a criminal. I'm horny. Hey, Christina and Corinne. I hope you're both staying safe during this madness. First off, I love you girls. You two are the best. I just recently started listening to your podcasts. So I'm years behind. Okay, point to make. You guys are still awesome. I'm trying to skip over the nice things. Thank you for writing them. It's not that I don't want to read them. I'll read them later. I'm 25 years old and have only had one boyfriend. We dated for 3 years. We were both virgins. But the last month before our breakup, we finally had sex. Oh, shit.
Weird.
Wait. Oh, weird. It wasn't, I mean, weird in a weird way, not in a bad way. It was, it wasn't great. It never is.
You're canceled. It's virgin shaming.
It wasn't great. And I didn't see the point of it all. Kind of just wanted to get it over with and see what everyone was talking about, but kind of glad it was over and done with. Within the next 4 months, my number went from 1 to 8. Hell yeah, girl, get that dick. I listened to the podcast throughout the time, and it definitely helped me feel like what I was doing was okay and that I was not a slut. Thank you. Since breaking up with my ex, the whole dating or kind of sleeping around thing is new to me. I've been using dating apps, and I found a guy who really got a hold on me and confusing me with what he wants. Backstory, he's a criminal, just on house arrest for drugs.
Okay. Oh, that's boring, yeah.
Yeah, boo. He is 12 years older than me. Here we go, now we're talking. And is living at home due to his house arrest.
Is that what the reason is?
Wow, this is just taking so many ups and downs in one sentence.
Living at home to me is so much worse than being a criminal.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
That's the main crime here.
Yeah, not even a question. At first, I just wanted to have sex with him and not have any commitments. However, over time, I grew feelings for him, and I don't know what to do. It has been 7 months now that we have been seeing each other, basically once a week, sleeping together, of course. And I asked him last week to date me exclusively. Just come out with it, baby. This meaning more than a hookup, less than a relationship, but both of us not pursuing others. So a relationship? He said he doesn't mind if I talk to other guys because he wants me to be happy. He just wants pussy.
Yeah, that's an out for him.
Yeah, he just wants pussy. We also barely text and never really talk about anything real.
Because he's a 37-year-old criminal who lives with his mom.
There you go. I feel like he keeps me around because I am better than nothing. Well, you're better than him. Well, you know, especially during this quarantine time and his house arrest. I feel like he just sent a lot of mixed signals. He says he likes and my feelings are being reciprocated. I'm assuming he likes me. Yet he hardly gives me the time of day. My family does not know, for they would totally kill me. And then they would be the criminals. Yeah. And my friends who know the story think he's just manipulating me and using me for sex, mm-hmm. stringing me along. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. A word goes to your friends. He is about to have his ankle brace cut.
Let me read this back to yourself.
So I'm scared. So I'm scared to see what will happen. If you were in my position, what would you do? Never talk to him again. Would you have dropped him because it seems like he doesn't have feelings? Yes. Do you think he has feelings but is just not in the right stage of life since he has been on lockdown? No. I just want to know your thoughts. Sorry for this essay. I hope to hear back. By the way, he is extremely hot. In parentheses, 8.5. And I
am. Yeah, he better be. He's a criminal.
And I am a solid 5.
I'm sure you're. I feel like you're better not looking a 5. I'm sure you're better.
I don't even know a 5.
Yeah.
This is another reason I feel like I am just a better than nothing situation. Thank you for continuing. Thank you and continue rocking.
We don't know 5s. Also, disclaimer, because we don't hang out with them. We don't allow them.
Yeah, because that's disgusting. Why would you ever look at an ugly person?
People always rate themselves like lower than they actually are, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, women do. Then men go way higher.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't have a picture of you, but I think if a woman rates herself as a 5, to me, I think that's low self-esteem more than being honest with yourself.
Also, anyone, like, as people, like, I, you know, have dated people like as much as 15 years older than me, and I dated someone who dated like legitimately one of the hottest like celebrities in on the planet.
Yes.
And what someone, and I would always joke like, wow, like how far, you know, the mighty have fallen. And what multiple people said to me is like, yeah, she's super hot, but like she is the same age as this much older, like 15, she's 15 years older. So she's like, whatever, you know, whatever she trumps you in hotness, like you make up for in the fact that you are
that tight, tight
15
pussy.
Years younger. Yeah. So the same thing is here. It's, you're still 12 years younger. So you're forgetting like the value. And this is neither here nor there, because I actually don't agree with a lot of the problems with aging women in society. But like as society stands now, being 12 years younger than a guy holds a lot of value, even if
like you're a 5, you really are a 5.
Even if he is more attractive, like on the books than you, like he has a lot of not great qualities.
Yes. So I think here's my advice to you, writer. You have, before you go, take a second, stop talking to this guy, and stop talking to guys for a second, for a little bit longer than a second, and really suss out who you are. Get to know yourself. Make sure you like yourself. And if you don't like yourself, what are the qualities you don't like? And fix it. And then your self-esteem will be to the point where you wouldn't even be emailing us this, because you understand that if you want to pursue something with a person and they don't want to pursue something with you back, then they're not worth your time. It doesn't mean they're a bad person if they don't like you, but you will not put up with that kind of behavior, with the dancing around and the not really saying stuff. And it's so your self-esteem needs work, as most of ours do. But I would say that's the main issue here. Stop talking to this guy. Stop talking to all guys. Wrangle yourself in and figure out who you are, and then also what do you want out of a relationship. Just kind of have those ideas in your head. Obviously nothing's going to be exactly what you have in your head, but I think it's good to go in with goals, because we make all these goals about our careers, and then the only goal we make about men is my wedding dress is going to be so pretty. So, you know, let's work on that.
Yeah, and you can also skim this email and like make a little list of like bad qualities this guy has on your own, because there's so much here, and a lot of it is you kind of like apologizing for him, which we all are guilty of apologizing
that
for
magical,
men.
What if
Heterosexual ladies, but like, I mean, you don't really talk about anything real, was honestly the most alarming thing that I found in
you
this
no
email. Because you're 25, you're not like, if you were 19 and didn't talk about anything real, I'd be like, that's fine, you're 19, but you're 25. Like, 25, as you know, rule on guys we fucked means you're officially a real person. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Mm-hmm. And like, this is just like, this is not. You want, like, especially a boyfriend, you want someone who is enthused to be with you, not someone who treats you like a fucking second ankle bracelet.
Like, that's perfect. Well, I always go off of Corinne Fisher's rule of thumb for self-confidence in terms of dating. She said on the podcast and to me before, if a guy doesn't like me back, I'm unattracted to him because you have bad taste. And honestly, yeah. And if you repeat that to yourself often with somebody like this, for example, this is great practice, you will eventually understand that why would you want to be with a guy who doesn't want to be with you?
Yeah, you don't need to act as your own fucking publicist. Publicist gets paid like 7K a month. Like, yeah. If no one's paying you 7K a month, you don't need to tell someone how great you are. Like, that's so fucking ridiculous, in my opinion.
Ugh. Alfred agrees.
Yeah, because I'm like, listen, I don't always have the greatest taste in men, but like when I date someone, like they like me a lot. Subject line.
Good for you.
Thank ya.
I hope you enjoy this excerpt of a very special bonus episode of Guys We Fucked. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as our entire back catalog, as well as podcasts exclusive to Luminary from other creators like Roxanne Gay, Michael Rapaport, and Trevor Noah, go to luminarypodcasts.com.
See you there.